Good afternoon. I've been asked to take a look at global perceptions on the topic of water. I felt that the best way of doing this is drawing from GlobeScan's most recent research on the subject that we did in conjunction with the Circle of Blue, which is a group of eminent journalists and scientists who are focused on the global freshwater challenge. It was funded by Molson Coors, and we presented it at the Stockholm Water Conference last September. For those of you that don't know GlobeScan, we started life 22 years ago as Environics International, and we have been focused on global public opinion and stakeholder research with a core practice in the sustainable development field. I'm going to start by a little methodological introduction. This poll was done last year across these 15 countries. You can see that there's a mix of industrialized and emerging and developed countries. In each country, it's a representative national sample in the vast majority of the countries. So that it's about what a poll that you're used to would deal with in these matters. We also did a deep dive in eight countries that I'll take a look on. Now, those of you that want more on this, that it's on the GlobeScan website. You can go and take a look. Where is concern for water today as opposed to over the last decade? GlobeScan's been tracking this across the world for the last decade. Here's a very simplistic chart where it weights each of 11 countries as the UN does, which is one country, one vote, and shows the trend over the decade. And you can see that it is a historical high today of concern about water pollution, and it is a historical high for the 6 years that we've been tracking it for freshwater shortages. It's not that this most recent rise is not that it has overtaken climate change, for example. We track a whole range of issues. It hasn't overtaken climate change. It never was below climate change. It was always significantly higher than climate change, even though climate change has followed a similar trajectory. Water has always been more important, a more salient issue to average citizens around the world. So that's the first point. Let's look at where Canada sits in amongst this in terms of how concerned Canadians are about this topic. We certainly are blessed with a lot of water. How do we compare? Well, with Circle of Blue, we did a composite index on the extent of water concern by average citizens in these eight deep dive countries. And you can see that at the top, this is a composite of how concerned they are about water pollution, lack of safe drinking water, lack of water for agriculture, and the cost of water. So we aggregate all of those scores, and you can see Mexico and India at the top of the scale, avec raison. They have some significant water issues. Down near the bottom, Russia, blessed with a lot of fresh water like Canada. Right on average, China and Canada. Perhaps a bit surprising given that the Yellow River doesn't reach the sea during the summer in China, and Canada essentially an abundance of fresh water. It says that Canadians very much are worried about fresh water more than the availability of the resource suggests in Canada. And that's very interesting. We can explore that. We certainly have done two decades of tracking of water concerns in Canada on our environmental monitor survey, so we can draw from that in the discussion. Well, let's. I'm going to move away from public opinion now for a moment and just give you one more slide that looks at what sustainable development experts across the world, how they look at the water issue compared to other issues. And this is from a regular twice-yearly survey we do in partnership with Sustainability in London. And each survey is over 1,000 sustainable development experts from governments, NGOs, corporates, academe, across the world, mainly OECD countries, I would say. It stretches, but now, on this slide, we project two results. On the y-axis, we project how much urgency these experts see different problems. So you can see at the very, very top, the most urgent of all these issues in the minds of these sustainability experts is the shortages of clean water, ahead of climate change, similar to the public that I referred to earlier. Across the x-axis is the extent to which these experts, a significant 35% who come from industry, how they perceive the effectiveness of companies in addressing these issues. And you can see here, they see that companies can be and are being much more effective on climate change than they are on water. So I thought that this was a good way of helping frame the conversation as well, that when global governments don't get together and do agreements on things like climate change, there's an ability of some other actors in the system to move forward on the agenda in spite of that and until that occurs. But on water, this result suggests that these experts don't feel that that's necessarily the case with water, and therefore I would suggest that our results, and we've done a great, great many of them that, again, we can get into under Q&As, but our results suggest that in water there's a critical role for government it's not to say there aren't critical roles for government in other issues, but there's a critical role for government on this. There's obviously a critical role for pricing on this, and we've done some research that I can refer to if you're interested. But I felt that these few slides were a way of giving you a bit of a context on the extent to which people are concerned. They are. You've got a lot. You've got millions of people around the world who are looking for answers to this issue and feel it very, very salient to their own lives, and some views on experts. So thanks for your attention.